This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. A Kyiv helicopter crash killed 18, including top Ukraine officials. AP correspondent Charles Ledesma reporting.
The chief of Ukraine's national police says the helicopter crash in a Kyiv suburb killed Ukraine's interior minister, three children, and at least four other senior officials. There was no immediate word on whether the crash was an accident or a result of the war with Russia. No fighting has been reported recently in the Kyiv area. Ukraine First Lady Olena Zelenska daubed teary eyes and pinched her nose in emotion minutes before attending a World Economic Forum session in Davos, Switzerland. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Meanwhile, the death toll from a weekend Russian missile strike on an apartment building in southeastern Ukraine has climbed to 45, the victims of the deadliest attack on civilians since the spring. In a White House press briefing, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said the U.S., along with the international community, will continue to press for accountability for Russian war crimes.
We will continue our work to hold Russians' forces accountable for the atrocities that they've caused and also the war crimes.
Netherlands Prime Minister Mark Rutte said that his country plans to join the U.S. and Germany's efforts to train and arm Ukraine with advanced Patriot defense systems. During his daily address, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky welcomed Rutte's pledge, saying Ukraine will be provided with another Patriot battery. Thank you, Mark. That is what we already have, three guaranteed batteries, but this is only the beginning. We are working on new decisions to strengthen our air defense. There is more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. This is VOA News. During a meeting with Dutch Prime Minister Mark Rutte, U.S. President Joe Biden says the two nations must deal with China.
Together, we're working on how to keep a free and open Indo-Pacific and, quite frankly, meet the challenges of China. Simply put, our countries have been so far in just lockstep in what we've done and our vision for the future.
The administration has been trying to get the Netherlands on the same page since the U.S. Commerce Department announced in October new export controls aimed at China. The restrictions are intended to limit China's ability to access advanced computing chips, develop and maintain supercomputers, and make advanced semiconductors. The White House is brushing aside criticism of its fragmented disclosures about the discovery of classified documents and official records at President Joe Biden's home and former office. At a White House news briefing, the White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said that the president is committed to the independence of the Justice Department.
The president's team is going to fully cooperate with the special counsel. That does not stop, and that will just continue. Again, we are going to respect the independence of the Department of Justice.
Ian Sams, a spokesperson for the White House Counsel's Office, told reporters that the White House may withhold information to protect the Justice Department's investigation and was releasing information as it deemed appropriate. Alaska authorities say that a bear has attacked and claimed two lives. AP correspondent Norman Hall with details.
Alaska state troopers say a polar bear attacked and killed two people in a remote village in western Alaska. Station KTUU reports the attack happened in Wales on the western tip of the Seward Peninsula. Troopers say the animal entered the community and had chased multiple residents before it attacked a woman and a boy. The bear was shot and killed by a local resident as it attacked the pair. The names of the two people killed were not released. I'm Norman Hall.
The United Nations says the rising cost of purchasing or leasing a vessel that can hold more than 1 million barrels of crude oil now is a rusting old tanker off the coast of war-torn Yemen and is the latest obstacle resolving the threat of massive environmental damage from a possible oil spill or explosion. UN Deputy Spokesman Farhan Haq said the availability of very large crude oil tankers has decreased in the past 6 months, basically due to events having to do with the war in Ukraine. He said buying a carrier is now about 50% more costly than the original UN budget, and leasing is also more expensive. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.